Well, I'm not going to try to unpack that gospel in 2 or 3 minutes. It is, it definitely needs unpacking, but that will be for another day. Who is the Lord? With that question, Pharaoh revealed more of his heart than he realized. Through the next 10 chapters, we see God go to great lengths to make sure that this question is answered. Pharaoh will know who God is. By the time the Israelites leave Egypt, he will have unmistakably encountered the God who makes God's self known. Who is the Lord? This is a central question of the whole Exodus narrative, and one could argue the central question of the whole book of Exodus. Wasn't that what Moses was just asking in the wilderness in Midian? Who are you? What's your name? Who should I say that you are that has sent me to Egypt? And now Pharaoh asks a very similar question. Who is the Lord? The Lord is the same Lord Paul encounters on the road to Damascus. The Lord is the same Lord that today promotes the radical practice of baptism in which distinctions and cultural divisions according to gender, race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic standing are washed away, flattening the hierarchies, ancient or modern, and creating a community of spiritual and social equals. The Lord is the same Lord that Paul speaks of, Christ crucified. And in this image, we behold not price paid, but an invitation to live and love courageously and wisely, and enduring to the end in a difficult and divided world. It's the same love that animates those who protest the injustices alive within our community and our country. It's the same love of an adult child who holds the hand of her dying parent. And it's the same love that reaches out to the homeless stranger and says, "You are precious and you are valued." Paul promoted life in Christ as a way of living marked by grace, by graciousness and generosity, by the capacity to recognize human suffering and heal such suffering of body, mind, or spirit, by the generous and equitable sharing of earth's gifts rather than hoarding for oneself, one business, or one's community. Paul promoted a way of living marked by an ethic of care, an ethic of care for the most vulnerable, the infant, the child, the sick, the mentally challenged, the homebound, and the elderly. When we allow Christ to effect a transformation within us, we allow a conversion of heart and mind for God's grace to work through us. In our Lenten journey, let us pray that God will transform everything within us that is not yet filled with the love of Christ. Who is the Lord? The Lord today is the same Lord of justice and grace who called and commissioned Moses and Paul. And the same God today commissions us for the work of justice and grace. Let us, with courage and wisdom, pray to live into God's vision of the new creation. Amen.